Dunking Oreos in milk is about as American as apple pie. It's a skill you have to learn by trial and error. If you leave this cookie in the milk too long, it'll crumble and fall apart. If you take the Oreo out too soon, the milk won't have moistened the cookie dough enough. It's a delicate procedure.
Okay, so I was talking to some guy in class, and we were talking about Oreos, and I was like, how long do you dip your Oreo for? And he was like, what? And I was like, how long do you dip the Oreo for? And he was like, what do you mean dip the Oreo? And I was like, you know how you're supposed to dip it in the milk? And this guy, he said, I don't dip the Oreo in the milk. I actually eat it, and then I drink the milk afterwards. And I said, what?
That's outrageous.
That's outrageous. Like, that's not even how you do it. All right, so we had like a 30-minute conversation about how you're definitely supposed to dip the Oreo in the milk. And why you just can't not
dip it in the milk. We need to know how long you should dip the Oreo in the milk.
Yes, we need to know how long.
All right, so I was setting up a party for my brother. Me and my friend John, we went to the store to get some Oreos. And I said, wait, before we left, we gotta get some milk. And he's like, for what? And I was like, for dipping the Oreos. And he says, why do we need milk for dipping Oreos? And I was like, because you gotta have milk to eat the Oreos. He's like, I just eat the Oreos and then drink the milk. And I was like, what do you mean? Nobody does that. He's like, no one dips the Oreos. And I'm like, no. We're getting milk so we can dip the Oreos. And it's got to be 2%. If you don't get the right milk,
it messes up. How long do you dip it?
You got to at least dip it for 4 seconds.
4 seconds?
4 seconds.
I say 3 seconds.
3 seconds?
3 seconds. Because, I mean, I guess it all depends.
On what?
Well, I mean, okay, so if you want the cookie to be, like, really hard, if you prefer a more crunch, you would do it for less time, obviously.
But why would you want the crunch? You want the moist cookie.
The moist cookie, sometimes it's a bit risky when you play like that, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, if you put it in there for 1 second too long, the whole cookie just falls into the milk.
The moister, the better.
Well, no, I completely disagree, actually. I kind of like my cookie not too soft, but not too hard.
You mean you like a little bit of crunch when you eat that cookie?
I found that about 3 seconds is almost perfect.
And what tells you that?
Well, actually, about 50% of the cookie is actually absorbed the second you put it in milk.
After 1 second?
50%? After 1 second, 50% of its total capacity that can hold is actually already in there.
But what happens after 4 seconds?
Well, after 4 seconds, it just keeps filling in. Right? It just gets more milk in there.
Really? After 4 seconds, it keeps filling?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe after 4 seconds, it's probably at its max absorption.
What tells you this?
Well, there's actually some scientists that found it out because, you know, they got to know how long to get that Oreo for.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Okay. What kind of cookie do you prefer, crispy or moist?
Well, I already told you that I like right in the middle.
Right in the middle?
Right in the middle. You don't want to get it too moist or else it falls in the middle.
But wouldn't that be 2 seconds then?
No, because 2 seconds would make it not...
No, it'd be 1 second. It would make it 1 second is 50%.
Not soft enough.
All right. Well, I think 3 seconds.
Well, it depends. Do you prefer a crispy cookie mass and like a thin veneer of milk? Okay, well, a cookie that has freaking metamorphosed into an unrecognizable goop is pretty much what you're going to get after like 4 seconds.
But let's assume that you want a perfect Oreo, the pleasantly soggy.
3 seconds.
And it's maintained its structural dignity.
Yeah.
I think it's 4 seconds.
4 seconds? Actually, at 4 seconds, it's reached its max capacity.
Exactly. So it's perfect.
So that's well. Would that be? Is that not too much? Who's to say that is?
That's max. It's like it's all still together, but it's completely soggy.
Well, actually, there's math for that in the late 1990s. this person named Lynn Fisher.
That guy.
Yeah, they were actually a professor of physics at the University of Bristol. And it actually, he or she, probably he, sparked a media storm when he argued that a decades-old mathematical formula could predict so basically, let me just summarize this for you, okay? He says that a math formula could perfectly predict the perfect dunk.
So there is a perfect dunk.
According to Lynn Fisher, there is a perfect dunk.
Well,
but I don't know. I mean, maybe. I guess that makes sense.
We may never know.
We may never know. But what we're here to talk about is why you need to dip it in milk.
Yes.
Right?
It doesn't need to dip the milk.
Because if you dip it without milk, first of all, what the hell were you doing?
You're a narcissist.
You are a narcissist. Okay? There's something wrong with you in the head. The whole, like, on the box, it shows the name.
It does. It's
it shows the
milk.
Cookies
it's
in the milk.
In
it's
the
all milk. Splashing up in there. Okay.
It says milk's favorite cookie.
Yeah, it literally says milk's favorite cookies, not milk's favorite cookie to drink after you eat the cookie. That doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying?
Engineers designed
the cookie. So maybe that's actually where the math formula comes in. Designed it.
We agree.
So we agree. So you thought that our friends, let's say, thought that you shouldn't dip it.
Yeah.
But I think we've come to the conclusion of why it needs to be dipped.
Yes, and how long it should be dipped.
For real, there is math backing this up.
All right.
We got scientists on it. Okay, so basically we have found out. Okay, so let me look it up here. Okay, so it says here, according to that formula, secret formula, from Lynn Fisher, right? Okay, so it actually is 3 seconds. I was right.
No.
I knew that 3 seconds it would be. You can just taste the perfectness of it. 3 seconds is the time.
It's not a taste, it's a texture.
The texture.
The taste does not
change.
Changes
the taste dramatically.
It does?
It does. It really does. Have you ever had a dry Oreo compared to an Oreo with milk in it?
It's completely different.
It is completely different. It changes the whole game.
But for how long you dip it in there does not change.
3 seconds. 3 seconds. According to the formula, it is 3 seconds. Okay, so basically, always dip your Oreos in the milk.
Always.
Always. And if you don't have milk, don't eat the Oreos.
Just leave them.
Right.
Let them expire.
Correct. Let them expire. You try those Game of Thrones Oreos? Game of Thrones Oreos? They're hitting different all the time.
And Oreos, they're just always good.
Yeah, Oreos.
They go with everything.
Right.
You can eat a Taco Bell burger.
Okay, well, basically, just don't be one of those people that don't dip the Oreo in milk.
Don't get caught.
Don't get caught. You don't want to get caught doing this. That's not what you want.
But that's all we got for today.
Any last words? Thank you.